Chairperson of the Teleconference is Illinois Tim Beckman. The Illini are 0-1 in the conference and 2-3 overall. Illinois travels to Wisconsin this weekend, a 3:30 p.m. contest that will be televised by ABC. And in conference news, Mason Monheim was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan. Good to be here. Tough defeat last week, no question. With the turnover situation and giving up big plays again, really got us behind the eight ball. But again, credit to Penn State and Coach O'Brien. They did a great job coming and preparing for the football game.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you have a question at this time, simply press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from one of Jesse Temple with Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Tim, how do you keep the players' spirits up and avoid them thinking some even about last year when the team struggled down the finish?
Well, that's what we're dealing with each and every day, to be honest with you, Jesse. But, I'm proud of the way they practiced today. They did a good job coming on out. We practiced also on a little bit on Sunday there. The things that we continue to stress is trying to take our program and get it better each and every week. And there's things that have happened in this last 2 weeks that have really bitten us. And we talked to them about it, and we've been our worst enemy throughout these last 2 weeks with turnovers and putting our defenses back to the wall and just not performing the way that we're capable of performing, probably pressing a little bit too much. So we talked to the players about that. We try to, against being positive and working on the things that we can control, and that's tackling, that's blocking, that's playing with outstanding effort. It's those types of things that we're continually working on to get ourselves better.
And what do you need to see out of Nathan Shieldhouse moving forward just to get the offense going a little bit more?
Well, again, we just haven't had that spark offensively. And, of course, Nathan's been out due to injury, but came back probably this last week. Was his full, he's back to full Nathan. So, just making proper decisions, doing a great job of leading like he has been. And then I think that his game's going to progress more and more because, again, really that was his second football game for us, or really 1.5 games because he didn't get to play the Western Michigan game the whole game prior to him being injured. So hopefully, and we know that Nathan will progress and we'll get better offensively as we get more healthy.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, what's it like scheming against that Penn State offense with all the different formations they bring to the table?
Teddy, I thought, they bring different formations. There's no question about it. But, we lost gaps at times. We had two true freshmen in there playing most of the game at linebacker. Mason ended up having a very good game. But, we didn't fit properly on a couple of the runs, which ended up going and being gains, big gains for them. They played physical. They had a very physical offensive line that I thought came off the football. But they give you different looks, but it still comes down to proper fits and doing what you're supposed to do and your responsibility, do your job. And things will end up, turning out in your favor if you just do your job.
I got you. And one other quick Penn State question, if I could. I don't know if you'd looked at much Matt McGloin tape. From previous years, it was a different offense, but you probably did. Does he look more comfortable, just sort of more efficient this season?
I think Matt's done a very good job, and you see him progress each and every game, and he progressed in our football game. He's a good football player, and just standing there on the sidelines, you can see the leadership that he commands when he's out there on the football field also.
Your next question comes from the line of Andy Beckett with Wisconsin State Journal.
Hi there, Tim. Thanks for the time today. You said recently that you'd like to see your team be more physical. How do you enhance that at this point in the season, 5 games in? What do you want to see, and how do you cultivate that?
Well, I think it's just been the last two football games that we haven't played as physical as I'd like to see us play. And the way that we try to incorporate that is we address it, of course, and then, of course, we try to practice with that tempo that we're playing with. I think it's got a little bit to do with the injuries that we've had. and a lot of new faces in there, you know, that were playing at certain positions. You know, I think that the way that we practice today, you know, showed that our kids are very, very willing to get better physically and mentally. And, you know, I was proud of the way we practiced today, but we're going to incorporate that in our practice schedules, and we're going to incorporate that by talking about it and making sure that our team progresses the way that we need to progress to be successful.
Do you have any health updates regarding Brown and Buchanan?
Both of them practiced today. They're not 100%, but both of them practiced today.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Tim, I know you talked about the confidence and this getting the spirits up. How hard is it to get this right on the road? Because you have some tough games coming up this week and next week, tough venues. How hard is it to get this thing turned around when you're away from home?
Well, you know, again, Adam, I think that the first and foremost thing is we can only control, and I say this every week, I think, but we can only control what we can control, and that is, you know, fitting better on fits and not throwing or getting turnovers. You know, those types of things. It's wherever the atmosphere is going to be at, we're still going to have to control the things that we can control, if it's at home, if it's on the road. So we're going to have to bond together as a football team and continue to try to make strides to make our football team better.
Are you checking in with the leadership a lot this week just to make sure guys are not too down? Or how are you addressing the confidence of the team right now?
You know, the same way that we've been doing. I mean, I always meet, you know, with the football team on Sundays as a head football coach. I always meet on Tuesday prior to any of the position meetings or any of that stuff to install the game plan, install the things that I think are necessary for us to be successful. I always meet with a group called our honor committee, which is, you know, the selected group of football players that we have that were selected by the team, you know, to talk to them. We do that weekly, meet with the seniors also. I did, you know, after practice today, talk with the seniors again. So we do those things regardless of, you know, win or lose. So that's just something that we've done.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Your next question comes from the line of Andy Copens with Manhattan Badgers.
Hi, Coach Beckman. Thanks for your time today. My question is, could you talk a little bit about Donovan Young and Josh Ferguson and what you've seen through the season for these guys and kind of adjusting to the new offense?
Well, I really think that both those two young men that you mentioned, Young and Ferguson, are two of our playmakers, and we have got to try to continue to find ways so that they can get touches more, because they are probably, including Langford also, the wide receiver, are guys that, you know, that are guys out there on the football field that can make a play in space. Spencer Harris has also done a good job, and Jonathan Davis. But number five and number six are keys for us to progress our offense in the direction that we'd like to progress it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Tom Mulhern with Wisconsin State Journal.
Johnson, you guys are in the same division, your border states, obviously. Do you think it has the makings of a better rivalry? Would you like to see that?
That kind of cut off, Tom, but I thought you asked about it being a rivalry. And, you know, I think, you know, with it being a border state and the Big Ten and all, I mean, each game is so crucial. It's got that flair about it. You know, I think that every game that we're involved in, it seems like in the Big Ten is you know, has got that feel about it. And they've built a program and they've become champions, you know, the last two football seasons. And, you know, we need to just go up to Wisconsin and play the best way that we can possibly play as Illini.
Your next question comes from line of Scott Brown with Pittsburgh Tribune Review.
Yeah, hey, Tim. Across the country, there's a lot of big numbers being put up on scoreboards, stat sheets, total yards, things of that nature. Just wondering from your perspective, do you feel like offenses are that much ahead of defenses now? And if so, why?
Scott, you know, if you the way that we've played the last two games, if you see we've given up a lot of points, but it really hasn't been a whole bunch of yards. Given up about 380 last week. It's because of the turnovers and the takeaways, or excuse me, the turnovers. So, you know, our defense has had their backs to the wall. Now we have given up some big chunk plays every now and then. We've got to become better at not doing that. Do I think the offenses are in front of the defenses? I think it's progressed, you know, just like it did it last football season. I don't know if the defenses are behind the offenses in general, but I know that the Illini defense has got to get better at not giving up big junk plays.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Milan Jordan with 97.1 The Fan.
Tim, just if you could talk about some of the challenges that Wisconsin presents to you guys, both offensively and defensively.
Well, first, they're big. They're on offense. They've got a very big offensive line, got an outstanding tailback. The quarterbacks and wide receivers are very aggressive and do a good job of, you know, when they throw the football and taking shots deep. We saw that this last weekend against Nebraska and making plays. Defensively, I think the linebacker core in general is very, very aggressive. They get downhill and make a lot of plays. Defensive line's big, and you know, I think their secondary keeps progressing, and you got two safeties there that you know, get downhill and make a lot of plays. Hey, they've been there. Coach has done a great job, and they're champions for the last 2 years. They've competed at that level, so you can see that when you watch them on film. And I believe that they have, you know, they do have an air of confidence about themselves. You know, as you watch them play.
And then, you know, Camp Randall is known as one of the most raucous places in the country. How do you prepare your team to, you know, for that environment?
Well, I mean, there's really no way, I guess, that you prepare totally for that. But, you know, we always practice you know, portions of our practice are to music as loud as we can get it so that, you know, all the communication has to be done instead of verbally through hand signals. We try to put the players in that position so that it prepares them for Saturday afternoon. We know Camp Randall's a great place, and, you know, I think our players will be excited. There's a lot of players on our football team that have not been there. So it's going to be you know, an opportunity that college football presents, and it's a great place to play at.
Hey, thanks, Coach. That's all the time we have. We appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.